This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu yesterday said the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that IndiGo is being fully held accountable. The minister further added that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued notices to the airline and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken.
The disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing. IndiGo's daily flights, which had fallen drastically and are expected to rise further, all other airlines continue to operate smoothly across the country, and the airports are reporting normal conditions without crowding or distress. Refunds, baggage tracing, and passenger support measures remain under continuous supervision by the ministry. At the same time, accountability will be ensured.
The Director General of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter schedule 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to operate the approved schedule efficiently. In a notice issued by DGCA, the airline watchdog said IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, while the airline operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. Despite being allowed a 6% schedule enhancement with 403 aircraft for the season, IndiGo deployed only 344 aircraft in November. Furthermore, it has asked IndiGo to submit a revised schedule by 5 p.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Cognizant's continued partnership in futuristic sectors in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister informed that today he met Cognizant CEO Ravi Kumar S. and Chairman and Managing Director Rajesh Warrior. Mr. Modi added that country's youth focus on AI and skilling sets the tone for a vibrant collaboration ahead. The India-United States Foreign Office consultations took place in New Delhi yesterday. The FOC, co-chaired by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and U.S. Undersecretary of State Alison Hooker, provided an opportunity for a comprehensive review of the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the two sides discussed key bilateral issues, including trade and investment, defense cooperation, energy cooperation, technology, critical minerals, and trusted supply chains. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal held discussions with European Union's Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Marios Sefcovic. During the meeting, both emphasized the strategic importance of concluding a fair, balanced and ambitious agreement that aligns with their shared values, economic priorities and commitment to a rules-based trading framework. In Australia, millions of children and teenagers under the age of 16 lose access of their social media accounts after a world-first ban comes into effect. Instagram, Facebook, Threads, X, Snapchat, Kick, Twitch, TikTok, Reddit, and YouTube are among the platforms required to enforce the new legislation. Under the new law, parents and children won't be punished for breaking the ban, but companies face fines of up to $32 million for breaches. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Madhya Maharashtra for today. Similar conditions will prevail over Marathwada, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana and West Madhya Pradesh. India defeated Uruguay 3-1 in a penalty shootout after an intense 1-1 draw in their 9-12 qualification match at the FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025 in Santiago yesterday. India will next play against Spain tomorrow in the 9th-10th place match of the FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the 5-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.